ask him. I did. Do that. I think that when that fella calls you,
yeah,
that maybe we ought to make one final pitch to pull him in with this business council before he acts on by setting a conference the next day.
I agree.
And I think he'll turn it down, but we will at least try. And I think that you can tell him that you believe that the national and international viewpoint, that it would be better if they would come in here and before he acts, spits right in the face, discuss ways and means of working out adjustments along the line you're talking about Gardner set up before he acts.
Right.
And that might be a final pitch. I don't share Eddie's optimism because George is not the idealist that Eddie is, and George told me that he believed the fellow's pretty well in concrete.
And after George talked to him, he said that?
Yep.
Yeah, well, that was just exactly my feeling.
George thinks that he's going to do tomorrow, the next day at the latest, but likely tomorrow by noon, after he talks to you, what he told you this afternoon he was going to do, that he may improve it a little bit.
Does George think that he'll announce it in a way that indicates no?
Yes, he says that he told George he would.
Yeah.
Not no net. He didn't say that. George told him that he ought to announce it as an adjustment. And George told him that he ought to announce it as inconsequential in terms of volume, 0.1%, inconsequential in terms of dollars.
Yeah.
He did not say, he says, of course we're going to handle it that way, but that's why I'm here now in a 7 o'clock meeting tonight to work out how we handle that. But I don't think that I can fail to announce it.
Yeah.
But Eddie thought that when he told him that he would have this meeting, he said he wasn't on this board himself, Roger, wasn't on this presidential liaison group. And Eddie said, well, you're invited anyway.
Yeah, I told him, that's right. I told him he and such appropriate representatives of the business council could meet with him.
Murphy, George called him, and he's in abroad.
But I think that you just got to press him to announce it as no price increase or inconsequential, less than 0.1%. And then we've got to respond and say that's true. Now, we'll do this after we put one more pressure on him, as you suggest, to get him in here promptly with his committee. But I agree with you.
I think you could say this, that I do not believe that the government and the presidency and the international world that we're living in right now, and we've got Harriman and Goldberg going over the country, I don't think we've fully recovered from the bout we had among ourselves in 62. And I'd say that for the president, and I'd say that for you, Roger. Now then, if 65, you have a repeat performance where both the presidency loses and the free enterprise system loses, the steel companies, we just pour water on the hands of the communists that we're fighting. Therefore, instead of walking in and saying, here's my announcement, or instead of saying, just before the president has a meeting, I'm going to announce it the night before, I don't think your image can be hurt a bit with your colleagues or anybody else. If you go down there, you look at him, you have a friendly exchange, you give ways and means, and he quietly sets up this committee, look after imports. He quietly sets up this committee to provide material and talk to you about any adjustments in prices. He quietly puts to work the lawyers with you instead of against you on dumping things. And then you go out and say, I'm going to have an adjustment and I'm not going to increase. I think that's the way to do it instead of the way you did it in 62 and instead of the way Bethlehem did it now. And I think you'll get all the increase you're going to get anyway. You won't change that, but you'll get a hell of a lot better reception, and you won't arm the communists with a feeling that the filthy rich are getting their pound of flesh and the presidency has no control and it's just a bunch of imperialists.
Yeah, I'll try it.
I think that you can go back to the 62 thing and make him come in and act like a man, and then we'll make another run at him, and then the image could be after he leaves that we've agreed.
Yeah, yeah. I'll see if we can do it.
You see, he must be still smarting from the 62 experience.
Yeah, he is, but he's smarting in the sense that he's got to prove himself a man, you see.
Well, he's gonna...
So he thinks.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks.